Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Facebook, Twitter, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, and Linktree. And you can also listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. We are found on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post, America's Captors. America's Captors is an epistle of the end time, of the end of days, presenting a prophetic warning to America and the nations. Do not miss this post, Christian Living, Turbulent End Times. Christian living in such uncertain times can be hard, difficult. Paul said these would be perilous times. For sure, we are there. Do not miss this post, Choice, Chance, and Consequences. In getting understanding, get this, choice, chance, and consequences. Righteousness can rule in the hearts of people who have been redeemed through Christ Jesus. Do not miss this post, Finite Life and the Infinite Truth. Finite life and the infinite truth means living life and knowing there is an eternal God. People's societies are bent led by feeling and hedonism. And the latest posts on warn-usa.com. Do not miss this post, Burden of Egypt, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 31 on Battle Lines. We find much today in our reading of Egypt. The distance between the Old and New Testament is only paralleled by the prophecies of the Lord. And do not miss this post on danaglennsmith.com. Israeli Middle East struggle for peace with people who want no peace. Biden's anti-Israel proclivities have taken hold. Israel's enemies are emboldened, all because a Marxist political threat has taken over the government of America. Be sure to get your book by The Watchman, The Rising. It's a fiction Christian thriller. It talks about things that are going on now in America, so it's really a good read, so be sure to get your copy. And you can get it by going over to danaglennsmith.com, where you can visit our Christian books and resource shop, and that we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And you can also sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter on danaglennsmith.com. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. This is the Watchman, Dana Smith, with WIBR Warren Radio. This is our Friday show, Sound the Shofar. Now, we've been on a little hiatus for a while, and we had some stuff we needed to take care of. Took up about a week or so. And then I've been working on our website. So we got a new website at warn-usa.com and Dana Glenn Smith. It is still there. And I'm doing some polishing on that as well. So check out the site over at warn-usa.com. Totally different look. More responsive. More mobile. More in a lot of ways. However, we do have a lot of stuff on our website, so it's better to view it outside of a mobile. Something else a little bigger. But you can find it. And we have a special mobile menu on there too. So at any rate, check it out over at warn-usa.com. This is not a regular show. Our regular programming will begin next week. That'll mean about 2 weeks that we've been off of regular programming due to a number of things, especially getting the websites done and things. But today is a special update, telling you a little bit about what's going on. And of course, here in our neck of the woods, summer is in full swing. Now, New Hampshire yesterday, at least the news that I read, they had frigid weather, snow. It was like winter. And up here in Yellowstone Park, it made national news. The floods. There has always been the threat of floods in the mountainous areas. Always. Whether you're living in Wyoming or Colorado, Montana, California, doesn't matter. Those things happen. This devastated the park. But remember, the park is a World Heritage Site, and it's also run by the federal government. I just as soon kick out the World Heritage, because all of those organizations are going to be part of the globalist agenda. And, of course, they still do it. I worked in the park, Grand Teton. And, you know, if you caught a mouse, I was a location chef. If you caught a mouse in the park, you couldn't put a mouse trap out. If he was running around eating your food, sitting up on a shelf somewhere, you catch him and you release him. That is, you know, if you can catch the little booger. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's the way they do it. That's what they chose. There was a time in America we could trust the governments of men. But trust me, when I tell you, after many years of doing shows and covering the issues that we cover, in every instant, you can trace this. The trouble to the government itself. Especially when we're talking about persecuted Christians worldwide, especially when you're talking about the Uyghur, or the Uyghur rather, in California, in China, and of course the Christians there, and of course the problems in North Korea with Christians being there. All of that is from the government. The issues of persecuted Christians throughout the Middle East and in Africa can be traced 100% of the time to the government with either inaction or don't want to act. And the blood of countless, and I would say millions, of Christians are on the heads of these people because they failed to stop the Fulani, ISIS, Boko Haram, and others. And if you take America as an example with Biden and his slipshod ways in Afghanistan, he made life worse for all the Christians and all the people there because of what he did. And he also was a moron when he gave up our airbase, one of the top technological feats in the world is an airbase, and a regular military installation, and it wound up in the hands of China. And so everything you see right now going on, you know, people, especially a lot of the people who are Messianic Jews, and even the regular Jews, and even the rabbis, they all see Jacob's trouble coming, and I don't blame them that we're in the midst of Jacob's trouble. We're not quite there, I don't think, but we are definitely in an intense time. And, of course, there is a big issue here. But before we get into all that, we're going to talk a little bit about the WIBR Warren Radio. We've had our one website up for many, many years. And the company that I was doing business with and everything basically changed their whole operation around. And we didn't, I wasn't going to do what they did. First of all, a lot of the stuff, when we talk about websites and things like that and the details of them concerning how it would work, I didn't care for. I'm not talking about the hosting. We've been with the same host. But we have a number of regular companies that provide security, that provide backup, that provide a lot of things for us. And of course, this isn't free. There's nothing on here that's free. And so I build the websites, I put them together. And but at any rate, it's up now and it's looking better. And I found some stuff that I could use and everything, and for what I was missing. And I'm being a little bit vague about a lot of that stuff because I don't get into a lot of that online, as well as there's other things I don't do online. And I do that for security purposes, for those connected to me and those people who will listen. There is security issues in this country. And, the biggest security issue you can look at is the border that's wide open right now. And that's, that's unknown. Yeah, for when it'll stop. Within 2 years... And we're not going to get any help from the rhinos or the Republicans. And you have a few Republicans standing up against what's happening. But basically, it's a downhill from here. Now, the main topic today is the devil, deceit, deception, decision, and destiny. The phrase concerning today is this: America's unchangeable destiny. Now, many, many years ago, we're talking the 70s. The Lord told me, and I'm not going to equivocate or mess around with how I know. A lot of the things the Spirit of God reveals to me, that's why we have the Spirit of God, one of the reasons. Nevertheless, the experiences that I have had over my life concerning visions and dreams and the voice of the Lord for me has been real. A real experience. And it hasn't been, you know, a fairy tale land. It's been tough. And I was called specifically to this end time ministry. I call it end time. I was called specifically to do it over the internet, which at the time that I was called, it wasn't anything like it is today. But I knew what I had to do. And then you didn't have any images, pictures. You didn't have audio. Very little of anything. You had various sites that would put up like a bulletin board and you could type text on it and leave messages. That was the internet. And then, of course, AOL came along, and I was one of the ones that joined them in them. I mean, early days, beginning. We only had like 1,200 kilobytes on our internet here, which is nothing. It's, we wouldn't even be able to put up a grain of sand today with that. And we far outpaced and outstripped anything we ever thought we could do. And we literally, over these years, have reached globally, around the world. And on our websites, we have had people from just about every corner of the earth on it. And in our social media, we have people from other countries following us, many of them. And we have people that, for instance, in China, we have a number of Chinese. And I don't know how they found us, but they did. And we assume they're Christians. But as with everything on the internet, if you're in a country that won't allow you to get online and do anything Christian, then you don't leave any traces or information. And many of them don't. And so that's the way it is. And that's really the global push right now. So, when we look at this, we see that America is in the threshold, or in the eye of the storm. And Europe is in the eye of the beholder, meaning that it's not escaping either. And both of the strong continents, America and Europe, now there's a lot of continents, but America and Europe have been among the strongest continents on the face of the earth for many years. They're being shaken and stirred. And so the question comes up logically. The nations are in turmoil, and the people imagine a vain thing. Is this really what's going on? Now, one of the end days scriptures, I mean, little set of them that we look at many times, is Psalm 2, 1 through 12. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Well, that's exactly what's going on. A vain or useless thing. What is this thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away from us. In other words, they do not want to be connected to the Lord God. They don't want to be connected to his laws. They don't want to pay attention to what the Lord wants, if there is a God, and if they even believe in him. And so this is a psalm about that, about the discord and the disunity against the Lord God and against his anointed. And the Lord has a lot of anointed. And in our Wednesday show going through Isaiah, we talked to you about that. You know, we've been talking about Cyrus, who was literally called his anointed. I mean, the same verbiage that God used for his own son, his anointed. God has a lot of anointed that he uses. Now, the anointed, his son, is above all. But God does use people as his anointed. And he does have now followers and believers worldwide, globally, through Yahshua. And there is persecution globally going on. And then meanwhile, you have societies that are breaking down. And like a post I seen yesterday, a guy was wondering, you know, my wife and I, he talked about, and I could even use me and my wife, which I don't speak the names of my family because it's frankly none of your business. It's not that I'm worried about you knowing, but there are people that would do anything to stop the voices of those who speak truth. I know this. Now, so you look at our generation, which comes out of the 50s, the baby boomers, and long marriages, some of them not so long, but it's all between a man and a woman. Now, today, in our schools and in society, we have had generations of people raised up on deceit and deception. I heard a stunning confession. And this person was being interviewed. And this person spoke up and said, I sound like a man. I look like a man. But I'm not a man. I'm a woman. So she goes through the excruciating details of what she's gone through. It was horrifying. All because nobody told her that this transgender and all this other stuff they're teaching is not truth. You don't become changed. You know, the men who want to become a woman and they grow their breasts, they don't have mammary glands. They don't have any female organs to get pregnant with, nor eggs. Now, they can say that they're women till the cows come home. But that doesn't change anything. Now, that's just one example. If people want to be transgendered, you know, go ahead. Do your thing. You know, whatever it is, your proclivities, God gives you the freedom to do that. I'm not going to stop you. See, I follow what the Apostle Paul says. Inasmuch as possible, live peaceably with all men. And that's what I do. And I have had people of all stripes that I've been friends with. And so, you know, where we have the issue is where you try to take children when they're still kids in the young grades in school and convert them to your way. Now that's damnable, and for that you will incur the wrath of God. But see, the woke society in America is only one aspect of what the trouble is. Now back in 2017, I wrote an article and gave a prophecy called Unchangeable, America's Destiny. Now you see, this is titled The Devil. The devil's been a liar from the beginning, the Lord says. He's the father of lies. We have open Satanism throughout this country as we've never had. People that swear allegiance to a liar and a thief who steals and kills. The thief cometh not. Satan comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. And there are those who have openly pushed this on America. And the trouble with America today, killing, stealing, and destroying things. And that's of the devil. You have Antifa coming out of the riots. I think it was in 2020. There was a lot of them who burned down a lot of the inner American cities, who looted major stores. They all got away with it, most of them. And there was a number of these Antifa that were still under threat of persecution because they had charges against them. Well, the Justice Department, and I read this just the other day, dropped the charges against all of them. Not surprising, considering your Justice Department. There's no justice in the Justice Department. They're liars. It's even come out, we know that the FBI helped to plot against Trump. During all the stuff they were trying to impeach him over, and then we know also there was embedded FBI agents in the J6ers. Now see, while Antifa and BLM can burn and steal, rob, and even murder people, and they have, you would have to be absolutely from Mars somewhere not to know this. But even if there are people on Mars flying around in spaceships in this, you know, above us, and we know there are flying saucers, even they know how wicked these people are. I'm not talking about the J6ers. Now the J6ers are still in prison, and they have been treated terrible. Now that's not justice, that's something that China would do. The devil, he's a liar and a thief. Deceit. Joe Biden got in on deceit. He got in on deception. And if you look around, is it any wonder that a lot of your cities that have some of the biggest violence are Democrats and liberal cities who have Soros-appointed attorneys, attorney generals, mayors. And there's also have been senators and House representatives. Soros is connected also to Klaus Schwab, who's with the World Economic Forum, who's also friends with Tedros, who runs WHO, the World Health Organization, who Biden gave the authority to control America concerning pandemics. Simply because Biden decided that was the thing he's going to do. Of course, he's being told to do everything. There is a coup d'etat, has been a coup d'etat, going on in your presidency ever since he got in. Now, he's not trying to overthrow the presidency. The presidency, along with those behind him, are trying to overthrow America. That's exactly what they're doing now. The Republicans who vote with them are just knuckleheads for doing it. But see, even knucklehead doesn't describe how stupid America is being run today, and the world. It's not just America. We have serious issues globally, and it all goes down to Psalm 2, and the people are trying to bust those cords, and those cords are the laws of God which he put in place, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it because that's part of the lawlessness, and the lawlessness has to be this way in order to bring in the son of perdition, because he's the man of lawlessness. So there are those that follow the prescribed course of the founding fathers. There are those. We call them patriots. And there's some that'll do this that are not called a patriot. And they want to keep America as she was in the beginning. Now, although America, we had mere mortals who we call the founding fathers, and they took to establish this nation. However, it was the Lord who purposed for this nation called America to be birthed. It would have never occurred without the Lord. And the Spirit has spoken this twice. He that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. So do I now, so speak. As in Jeremiah 23:28-29. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. He that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Now see, as we consider this, let's look back at Psalm 2. After I told you what the heathen and the people are doing, and the kings of the earth and their rulers are taking counsel together, gathering together, and that's exactly what they just did in Davos, Switzerland, with Klaus Schwab. They're plotting to bring in the New World Order. They're plotting to get their thing done. In spite of sovereignty, in spite of your jobs, in spite of your courts, in spite of America's justice system, in spite of everything America is, they're plotting, not just with America, but the entire world. And the reason they think that they can do that is because they have people now sufficient enough within the nations of men in leadership capabilities to destroy your country, to change it totally into the New World Order, which is exactly where it's going to go. But the one that is going to do it is not Klaus Schwab, nor Tedros, nor Biden. The one that is able to do that, and the only one is the beast of Revelation 13. And you're only going to know him when he stands up and he's revealed. But he comes out of the world among the nations of men. So we'll know him when he shows up. But what the Lord does, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. We call that tribulation. And here, for this point, it'll be the wrath of God, tribulation. And in spite of this, it says, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Now this is prophetic. The following verse says, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the othermost parts of the earth for your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron, and you shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now this, all of this is prophetic concerning the Son of God, Jesus, or Yahshua, who when he comes again is going to come as the greater Son of David. And he will sit in his Father's throne to fulfill the prophecy God told David about. And he'll reign for 1,000 years. That's the millennial reign of Christ. That's where we're headed. But before we get there, we have a lot of stuff that's going to happen. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Now, see, there's always a call to that, to serve the Lord. That's another word for that is repenting. And another one, kiss the Son lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Now, this is the new covenant. The Son of God, Jesus, Yahshua, will come again to put down all of those who are his enemies. And you kiss the Son by receiving him, repenting, and coming to him, and letting him make you or become the sons of God. John 1 tells you about that. He went to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who have believed on his name. So Psalm 2 is a short glimpse all the way across humanity. But you see, when you're in America, when you're in the fight, we lose track of what there's things. See, you're not going to change prophecy. You're not going to change what God is going to do. Now, prophets can be wrong. But I'm not wrong here. It's not because you may think I'm a prophet. I don't call myself a prophet. I'm just some country preacher that God decided a long time ago to show me stuff and tell me things. I don't know why. I just do it. But I know the difference between the blessing of the Lord and the cursing of the Lord. I know when you're in a right relationship and a wrong relationship with me, with him. You see, the truth of the matter is, The course of this nation has swerved from the truth. The very truth that brought this country to its greatness. And I write in this particular article, thus the eternal winds directs the course God ordained, and those in the nation will be affected by it. It is not the Lord who has left us, but we have left him and his blessing. And today America has taken on the mantle of many gods. There is no doubt here that we have left off wisdom and we do not fear the Lord. I mean, look at the open borders we have right now. And look what's coming across them. You know, we have child trafficking, we have sex trafficking, we have drugs, and Biden and even Beto was saying, well, the border looks fine to me. That's because he's an idiot. And you have an idiote for a president. And you have plotters of wickedness and evil that are using his gullibility and his age and his memory going bad to do this. The Republicans see this openly and don't do a thing. The Democrats look at it and rejoice because the Democrats have proven, as well as the Republicans, that as long as they can get their way, it doesn't matter how you get there. But the fact of the matter is, in this nation, we have allowed filth and sin to be the mainstay of America. And we ignore it. We don't do anything about it. We're trying to get rid of our cops. Our cops in some places, it was about a week ago, they were not going to allow the police to chase any of these young criminals anymore. You know what's happening? Because when they chase them, they lead them right into an ambush where the cops are killed. See, we are lawless. Your America is not going to stand. So let's look again. Deceit. Of course, we covered the devil. Deceit. Deception. All of those, these three things, the devil, deceit, and deception, came to their peak during the last election we had and Trump was defeated. Trump's only issue that they had with him is that he loved America and he openly said Jesus Christ is the boss and he has a tremendous following and he can gather more Americans together in one place more than any other president I've ever seen in recent memory. Biden running for the president. You'd be hard pressed to see 20 people at any of his meetings. Yet this old fart won the election, and it was only by cheating. The devil, deceit, and deception, and you're in deceit, and you're of the devil, and you are totally deceived if you believe that everything's been fine. And there are people like that, even within my own family. But you see, we read in the New Testament, after John 3:16, that every American should know, that many people won't come to the light because they love darkness more. And furthermore, if you don't believe in the Son of God and have come to him, then you become condemned already. The word condemned or cursed already. Living in the darkness. When Paul compares the world to the children of God, the world is the darkness. The world is the one that doesn't know. They are the ones that don't know. But the ones in the light, we know what's going on. This is the difference, and it's really a stark contrast in America because Americans are so deceived. So full of themselves, they think they can overthrow God. Now that comes from Psalm 2. That's prophesied as well. It's not unusual for this to be like that. So yes, we've allowed filth and sin to be the mainstay of America today, and we've called this normal. We've ignored what the truth is. Over the course of America's birth and following years, yes, there's been great revivals, much repentance. But this nation has become virulent, contemptible, full of wickedness, a house divided. And I prophesied on a house divided during the double, the big eclipse we had here quite a while ago. And I'm here to tell you that this course is not going to turn back. A house divided is going to fall. And so while America is standing, so to speak, and staggering, and we've never staggered like we have under the Biden administration. If you look at China and Putin, they are laughing at America and our leadership. When you look at our enemies, they're rejoicing because you're so ignorant. And the American people keep thinking that everything's going to be fine if we wait 4 years. You do not wait 4 years. If you cannot get yourself to repent and pray and seek the Lord, you are not going to have a nation. Do you hear me? Whether you know me or not, whether you believe me or not, that's the truth. You write that down and you're going to find out. Repentance and coming to the Lord is a God-given destiny. At one time when Adam fell, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Those were the two truths. Sin was everywhere, and the soul that sinned is going to die. Not just physically, but spiritually. But through Christ, there is a destiny. Through Christ, there is hope. Through Christ and this nation fully repenting, that can be our destiny. It doesn't have to be the devil. It doesn't have to be deceit. It doesn't have to be deception. It doesn't have to be any of those. But it is your decision for your destiny. And so today, darkness is upon the land, not just in America, globally. That's why many people, especially those who are watching prophecy, those who are watching Israel, they're looking for the Jacob's trouble. We're looking for that time of the tribulation and the coming of the Lord. While this nation stands and staggers, many will hope that the America they used to know will again firmly stand. But with darkness upon the land, division in the house, and wickedness with their plot to overthrow everything, there's little hope. But you see, we've forsaken the Lord in this nation. And the Lord will leave us up to our own ways. He's not going to argue with you. Read Revelation 22. There's a little scripture in there that'll explain it to you, but I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to have ears to hear and eyes to see. I pray that your ears will be opened, your eyes will be opened, and you will know. Read Revelation 22. So the Lord leaves us up to our own ways. But with our own ways, these ways, we are destined for the fate that await all nations and people who do this. And while America heads toward destiny, there are those who are the remnant of the Lord that are here. And be sure he has not forsaken the remnant of the Lord who are truly his, and he will not do so. Be sure you are found in him. But know that all things in Scripture must be fulfilled. There will be those that will be martyred. There will be those who are put in jail. There will be many things that aren't pleasant. And the world will hate you because it hated our Lord first. No matter how hard we try to save America to bring her back to her roots, it's not going to happen. Not unless we see a full national repentance of the sins and everything we do. And that's not going to happen. These people love their sins too much. So no matter how many preach redemption to a people like those in America and around the world who have stubbornly refused to hear, it's not going to produce fruit. But the Word of God never comes back void or useless. It always accomplishes it. Even in the rejection, you will be fulfilling Scripture. Because God gave you a choice. So this nation and this people in America are irrevocably linked to the fate and final conclusion which God has ordained. Therefore, America is no longer ordained to be this nation or to be as this nation and her forefathers intended it to be. Jeremiah, matter of fact, in chapters 18 and verse 10, speaks directly to those nations which the Lord has said he would do good, but his favor is lost when a nation does evil in its sight. See, these are the issues today that affects your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, your friends, your neighbors. Now see, all the talk today is about shortage of food, shortage of gas. And of course, the Democrats, all they can tell you is tell you they're going to enforce their green agenda. They don't want you to have any oil, coal, or gas because it's bad. Bad man. Nevertheless, these same Democrats fly around in jets powered by gas. They're not electric jets. They want you to be an electric car. They don't drive around in limos that are electric. Do they think we're stupid or what? Yeah, they think we're stupid or what? Is the White House and the Capitol fully electric? It's got a lot of electric. But I can tell you, they've got gas. Some kind of gas. There's a lot of coal oil that's used in this country. There's a lot of natural gas. There's a lot of propane. So when you're freezing, and since now you're doing all of the big chargers to charge up your cars, it takes an hour to charge up a battery of these electric cars, and it can only go so far, and then you got to charge it again. They're trying to put up charging stations in our state. Anywhere you go here, to another big city is at least 2 hours or more away. And you want to give us your stupid ideas of electric cars while you and the rich fly around to your big meetings in Davos in big planes that are propelled by the very gas you don't want us to have? Pelosi, who passes all these laws, rides in jets with gas to and from her destination. These are the people that are telling you you can't do anything, that you don't even need a gun. Of course, now the Democrats and the Republicans got together, put together that red flag law, and they're going to come eventually and try to pass something else. Their goal is to take your guns. Well, there is a whole list of countries of stupid people who gave up their defense, and right after that, they got killed. I can tell you, nobody's getting the guns in this country. The day they start the red flag enforcement, I mean, to really take guns, this one that they passed isn't that, but it's on the way. There will be a war. And there's people that want war. There is a whole black army. And I'll bet a lot of them have been regular army. And they're not just regular army. They're specialists. And they're parading around in cities down south. And they're mean. And they're black. And they got guns. And I can tell you, when they start fighting, they're going to kill one person. And that's the white person. And if the blacks or the Mexicans get in the way, they'll kill them too. Especially the Mexicans, because blacks and Mexicans have never gotten along. In this nation, we can't even get along. And the nations of men are in turmoil too. So today we have got a lot of problems. But there's something that you can do to change it. You have a destiny based upon a decision. And you need to come to the Lord. And if you already know Him, you need to continue to repent. And you need to seek the Lord concerning all these issues. Because you're going to be feeling things you're not going to be very comfortable with. You're going to have to deal with issues. But see, I was talking about some of these issues that affect us today with some of my fellow parishioners, people in the church, and my pastor back in the mid-70s. And in that one church, we had a lot of couples go out into the ministry, a lot. And Tower and I were one of those couples. And we've been in the ministry ever since. But make no mistake, there is an answer to the devil, the deceit, and the deception that's been foisted upon America, and that decision is the Lord our God and Father in Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Put your hope in Him. Seek His face as never before. If you are righteous, be righteous still. If you are wicked, be wicked still. For the Lord comes quickly, and His reward is with Him, to give to all men according as their works shall be. Until next time, Shalom, this is the Watchman. Our regular programming for our shows will return next week. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.